Hello, everyone, and welcome along to the latest This Is The Music Meets podcast, an independent podcast show that shines a light on rising artists from the new music scene across the UK and Ireland. If you are new to the podcast, then please hit that subscribe button so never miss out on any future episodes, and feel free to leave a comment and a five-star rating as it really does help us beat the algorithms. It's now time for episode 100. And I'm delighted to celebrate this milestone. I'm joined by Coventry Free Peace Munich for a track-by-track playback of their debut EP, Septa, plus their upcoming live dates and much, much more. So it's a very warm welcome to Danny and Tom to episode 100 of the This Is The Music Meets podcast. How are you both doing today, lads?
Yeah, good, man. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, really good. Really good. Cheers, mate.
Brilliant. Great stuff. Well, obviously, as I've said there in the intro, we've obviously got quite a few things to cover. Obviously, your debut EP, Septa, which comes out on March the 7th. We're going to put the pre-save link up in the episode bio. And for everyone to give that a little cheeky little pre-save before that release date. But before we do come on to that, can you just like give a little bit of background into the band? You know, how did you start and kind of like the, you know, the thought process behind the band's name?
Right. So we're a Coventry Free Peace, play indie punk, I suppose. Me and the drummer Connor known each other since we're like five for years, and we've been playing and jamming in lots of different things. We ended up running into Tom on a drunken night out. And then number two, actually, originally there was five of us. So,
yeah.
We lost a few on the way.
Not like they're alive, but
yeah, let's make that perfectly clear.
And
the band's name?
Munich with a V. It was after the editor's song, Munich. But then when we went to make the Facebook page, they wouldn't let us name after a city, so we had to put a V in there.
Yeah, there's already a place called Munich. So it's either it was change the name. Which, no, we had, it's because we had to do like we our first gig. We were friend of the band was putting on.
Yeah,
so it's like right, we're announcing it today. So what's your name? Like, we haven't got one. It's like, you need to make one by the end of today.
We'd been through a lot of bad names first, as well.
Yeah, and this one just kind of like stuck.
It's the one we didn't feel embarrassed saying out loud to people.
Brilliant, great stuff. So we're going to sort of then we'll fast forward to kind of like where we are now. The EP, as I say, comes out in a few weeks. It's your debut EP. How excited are you for it to be coming out?
Buzzing and very nervous as well. To be But yeah, should be looking forward to it.
It feels like it's been only recorded last year. Was it last year? Last May or something like that time?
Second half of last year. It's all a blur.
Yeah. Was it like four days bashed out? Now it's just been like waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting to release it for a good while.
Yeah. So that's pretty fast then, because obviously you've got seven tracks on the EP and you finished it there, you're saying, Tom, in 4 days.
Oh, well, I think two. We'd recorded two before, which we weren't sure if we were putting on yet. So then originally it was going to be five. So we did five in 4 days. It was still pretty good effort, I think.
Yeah. Definitely.
And then the others two just sort of fit. They all just fit together. So we just got remixed and put them on as well.
Excellent. Great stuff. So track one on the EP, Septua, is called Borderline. So what can you tell us about this song? How did the idea for this one come together?
I think initially it was I had the riff, and I was playing around with the riff on my own for ages. They ended up, it was one of them, took it to the band, and it just grew from there. Tom added the bass, and it just transformed how the song sounds. And then lyrically, I was trying to get at the whole idea that like morality isn't always black and white, and you know there is a grey zone, I suppose you'd say.
Yeah, sure. And is that kind of like how all the songs on the EP are done then? Are you writing the bulk of the songs, Danny, and coming up with the ideas, or is it very much, Tom, are you chipping in bits? Is Connor as well?
I think lyrically, I do most of that on my own, but then for the whole, as a whole, it's very like between all of us. Tom comes up with a lot of the guitar parts as well as the bass lines, and then
Yeah, double.
as much as Connor doesn't have set parts most of the time, he just be
Whatever's recorded, whatever's playing while it's recorded is what ends up
yeah.
being recorded.
He very much dictates the whole feel of the song, so yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the tempo. Yeah. That borderline one, we sort of, well, certainly the bass, we sort of smashed it up halfway through recording
Yeah,
it.
did you in there?
And then, but like, it was all that one higher riff, wasn't it? And then I think Sam, our producer, was like, why don't you just try doing it like open E, just for the riff, for the verses, just like just the bass, and then we'll just like have the guitar's feeding back as well. Like, oh, we'll just like amp that up, add that in as well.
Yeah.
So it sort of like changed the whole, I don't know, feel of the song, like on that last day, like, yeah.
Yeah, made it a lot more post-punky.
Yeah. Went full Idols.
Love it. And well, here it is. This is it. This is Borderline by Munich on episode 100 of the This Is the Music Meets podcast. So, how then do you guys currently view the current UK, you know, British, well, yeah, UK British guitar scene at the minute? Because there does seem, I think it's probably fair to say, this does seem to be a bit of, you know, a bit of a buzz about it at the moment.
Yeah, there's definitely seems to be a massive resurgence like in the past few years. Like there's been all different types of scenes in the music scene as well, you know. All the different types of guitar music, mainly post-punk as well, that's come back massively
Yeah.
recently. And we're dead into that, so we're happy about it.
Does that kind of like surprise you in a way to see, you know, so many different genres sort of bursting through, you know, at the moment, and obviously and a lot of love for it as well?
Definitely, yeah. It's nice that it's not all just electronic music. You know, it's nice to see that there is still love for the guitar music, and it's a very important part of the scene, I'd say. So,
Yeah, that's what we sort of bonded on as a band there, wasn't it? All those old, like, sort of like DIY post-punky bands. But yeah, but I see like those bands start getting like really big festival bills now as well, like Idols, the headline festivals, and sort of, I don't know, bringing it sort of mainstream-esque. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I hope, personally, I hope that it continues really for quite some time to come. And as you both rightly said, there's obviously quite, you know, genres within the genre as a whole. And I think that's quite refreshing actually to see that there are, you know, sort of different routes and ways that are shining through. Obviously, you just mentioned about the writing process, how that dynamic works within the band, but what about the recording process for Septua? Where was it recorded, and how was that experience for you guys?
Yeah, so we recorded it in Birmingham in a studio called Glass Onion Studios. As I said before, we just smashed out over 4 days, start to finish, with a producer called Sam Stringer, who we previously worked with on two singles before that. So that's where we recorded it. And I think we quite like working fast. So like once we started something, try and bash out as fast as possible. I think that's how we work best.
Yeah, I think we pride ourselves on how we are as a live band. So if we overcomplicate it in the studio, I think we'd lose a hell of a lot of that aspect. So keeping it simple and raw, I think definitely suits us.
Think it adds the like quite adds the intensity of some of the tracks as well. Although don't try and overproduce them too much, or keep it quite dirty, quite analog.
Kind of thing that's banned on your team.
the neon lights. You wanna go somewhere to get out of your tights. Run my hands through your hair while the taxi runs its fare. Next thing I know, invite me to your lair. Sit me down, hand me a drink. Further disable my mind to think. Take me on a tour to your bedroom door. Next thing I know, my clothes are on the floor.
Welcome back to episode 100 of the This Is The Music Meets podcast, where I've been joined by Munich and we're doing a album playback of their debut, sorry, EP playback even, of their debut EP, Septua.
Almost as long as the album.
And we just played their Teenage Fantasy for you. That first came out in December 2023. And I think it's fair to say that it's had quite a good reaction, you know, across the new music community.
I think probably the best song. That's probably had the best reaction of anything we've done so far. Certainly, it's had the most radio play and sort of interest, I'd say.
And kind of like for you as a band, you know, you've gone through quite a few different releases now in terms of, you know, singles and stuff like that. Do you still get that same sort of like buzz and excitement when you see, you know, people coming back saying, "Oh, I love this song," or whatever it may be, or playing it? Has it changed as you know, as you've got the feedback? Has the feeling for you changed at all?
I think it's still shock, to be honest, that people actually listen to it, you know. It's great to hear good feedback and to read the reviews and whatnot.
Pretty sharp. Like the other day when I was at the Cov game, you texted me like, "Oh, Munich's being played at halftime." And I was just there with like my strongbow. Is it? Let me run back up.
The one game I missed, it's played at halftime. Fuming.
Everyone.
Yeah. That's always the way, though.
The comeback.
I think we've
been played three times, won three times.
There you go. Well, mate, yeah, you need to get whoever's plugging your music. Yeah. I don't know who is doing that for you guys, but yeah, got to have a word with the people at Cov and get them playing every week.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. Beautiful season.
We'll have a box as well.
So track three is called Nothing More. And I just really wanted to sort of ask you about the chorus lyric. Which goes, "Lust for life escapes me. I'm nothing more than a caged canary." Was that kind of like a bit of a focus on, you know, today's society and the pressures that we face on a daily basis?
In a way. But like the song in a whole is more about relationships and And the whole Caged Canary thing I was getting at was when they used to take the canaries into the mines.
Right.
Almost like, going in as like a test of waters, see if it's not going to get poisoned first. But yeah, that's all, you know, thinking before you say kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, sure, okay. So let's we're gonna hear that song in just a couple of seconds' time. But before we do, I just really want to sort of focus on playing live, because obviously you've got an EP launch show coming up at LTB Showrooms on the 22nd of March, and we're going to put the link for the tickets in the episode bio as well. But on when you were announcing the gig, it was described as being your most ambitious headline gig to date. So for people that are coming down or that maybe are thinking of coming down, what are they going to expect from the show?
I think you best take this, Dom. You've took the lead on this.
So we're doing it at a place called LTB Showrooms, which, if you're from Coventry, you might know what it is. Or you might not, but anyone who's not from Coventry, it's like it used to be. So it's in a building that used to be a pub. It's getting knocked down, but whilst it's been like part of this citywide redevelopment, but while it's being disused, they've given it to this these people that run these. So they take these like disused spaces and turn them into like pop-up art spaces.
Right. So yeah,
at the moment, for the past 2 years, two maybe 3 years, it's been like a four-story just like DIY art space where you can just go take your artwork, or if you want to put on a show, you sort of like do what you want. It's like head to toe in art. It's such a cool place. There's projection screens everywhere. They've recently set up a whole stage gig rig. So we got in touch with them. I was like, I got this idea for a show. I want to do an EP launch. I want to make loads of videos, get all these projections going on, just make it like a big immersive experience. So if we can pull it all off, that's the plan. It's going to be like a big
Tom's
party extravaganza.
Because Tom does his photography and all that as well, so it'd be a good showcase for all of his own work.
Yeah, I did the artwork. If you like the artwork on the EP, give me a follow on Instagram. Tom Dubbin Art.
Brilliant, love that.
Yeah, it'd be a good showcase for all things art, I suppose.
Yeah, so it's going to be like just more than... That's why it's going to be like our most... We've done headline gigs everywhere, like in Coventry, we've done like all the good sort of independent venues. But we had this idea there, so we can do like make it a bit more than just your normal gig you'd come to. Make it more of like a one-off experience.
Yeah, sure. Well, it certainly sounds like it's going to be a fantastic, fantastic night. And as I say, we're going to put the link for the tickets up in the episode bio, and hopefully as well that will help get a sellout for the show. Yeah, wicked. I'm sure it's going to be great. And you've got two support bands at the minute on the bill. Have you ever got that right?
Yeah, Sons of Rest and Project Overload. Another two Coventry bands. They're both excellent. It'll be a good night of music.
Yeah,
it's going to be really good.
Brilliant, great stuff. Well, let's hear then nothing more on episode 100 of the This Is The Music Meets Munich podcast. just going to carry on with the live, you know, sort of live music theme, really, because you're also going to be playing Dougie Fest 2024 on May the 18th, which I have to say does look an incredible lineup. So full credit to those guys for pulling this one off. I think it's going to be a live stream, I believe. I think I've got that right. So how's this show going to differ from the EP launch show that we were just talking about?
It'll be a completely new experience for us, to be honest. With it being a live stream festival, it's going to be a completely different feel. But we're looking forward to it. It'll be great. We're always up for something new. And as it went last year, it sounded like it went really well. It sounded great, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, apparently it's going out in America as well.
Wow, really? Wow, that's amazing. So yeah, that's a good opportunity to further the, you know, wider reach and all that sort of stuff.
I'm gonna crack it. I'm cracking America.
So presumably the streams is in a venue. All the bands are in one venue, and it's you're all playing there one after the other, or is it you playing in a certain separate locations? Do you know?
No, yeah, it's all, from the sounds of it, it's gonna be in Kirk, who's the DJ there's back garden, who's got like a big old back garden. He's setting up a stage in there. He said he's providing the beers as well, so I don't know. Sounds like we're just going to go for a bit of a party and play some music.
Brilliant. This sounds like a great day to me, to be honest. Yeah. I might just see if I can invite myself down.
Yeah, why not?
Sounds right up my street. But just kind of like as well, what is it about playing live that Munich like the most? What is it? What is that live experience for you guys?
Every show is different, isn't it? You know, you can rehearse and rehearse as much as you like, but it's never going to be the same. And I think that's what we thrive in. Like we work together so well. And if there's a mistake, you know, it's how do you solve it? And just roll with it. Live music, you can't beat it.
Yeah, I think it's where it's the sound that we've got. It's the pinnacle of playing it. Like playing it live is the best. You can record it. It does sound really good, hopefully. But I mean, the intention behind our music is best to hear it live, and it's got that rawness. It's just like and just sort of just sounds and intensity you can't really replicate recording. And it's how we spent years playing live before we recorded anything. So it's the Munich sound.
Yeah, yeah, sure. And I guess as well, you can't fake it live either, right? It's there, as you've just said. It's you're raw. You're in the moment with the audience.
Yeah, getting the feedback off the crowd, you know, nothing like it. There isn't.
When it's nice.
I'm sure it always is, Tom. I'm sure it always is. I must say, I'm a big fan of the next song on the EP. It's called The Creek. It's got a great energy to it and really high tempo, which when you look at, you know, some of the other tracks on the album, on the EP, that are a little bit more sort of like mid-tempo in the sound. So kind of like, then why did you sort of go for this sound in particular to sort of try and mix it up, I guess, a little bit?
I guess it resembles like our earlier sound more than it does the newer stuff we were writing. It's obviously really riff heavy, and the vocals are very aggressive, but just riff after riff in it, I suppose, isn't it?
It's one of those that sort of, I mean, when we were sort of playing around with it in the studio, it sort of went from, in the rehearsal studio, sorry, it sort of went from being like a mess of just like, this is an idea, and then it's suddenly just like, boom, there it is. And it's like, oh yeah, there it is. 3 minutes or 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes long.
I think it was actually,
like, yeah, don't change anything.
It was actually slowed down. It was originally faster. So.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
I think it got slowed down the recording. Like, right, you can't play like this.
Yeah.
Live, it will be like fast.
And then following that one up, you've obviously got These Arms, which I think is the oldest track on the record. So kind of like when you were going through your, you know, your decision making as to the, you know, the running order and what songs you wanted to put on there, was this song, you know, yeah, no matter what, this These Arms is going on there 100%?
Originally it wasn't. It was going to be a standard single. And we would just do a five-track EP, but I feel like it really works well on that, and it really suits the themes of the whole song. I mean, the whole EP, you know, there's a definite theme throughout, and I feel like that song's perfect for it.
Sure, and here it is in all its glory, These Arms by Munich.
Hand in hand, tight in hymns
So welcome back to the This Is The Music Meets podcast, where I'm joined by Coventry Three Piece Munich for a playback of their debut EP, Septua, which is released on March the 7th. And you can pre-save that now. The link for that is going to be up in the episode bio. So for this next part of the show, we're going to sort of throw some a couple of random-ish sort of quick-fire questions at you. So the first one is, if you had a superpower for the day, what would that superpower be?
I wouldn't mind being dead fast, I suppose. Super speed.
Not super fast, just dead fast.
Yeah, just dead fast, yeah. That's what I do with it, apart from run, but you know.
And Tom, how about yourself?
I'd like to, fly. I'd like to be able to fly. Because, yeah, why not?
Yeah, no, cool. So which band member is always late, be it for socials, rehearsals, sound checks, and is there any particular reason why?
You can probably guess, as he's the one who's not here.
And he can't defend himself, right?
Yeah, Connor's a plumber, so, you know, he works ridiculous hours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a job, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
It's an actual job.
Yeah. No, I'm in the same industry by the sounds of it, and yeah, I know what that's like. Although I don't get my hands dirty, but yeah. So if you could have any band or artist watch you from the crowd at your next gig, who would it be?
That's a good question. Brian Malco from Placebo for me, probably.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
Massive influence.
I'll go Alex Turner, Arctic Monkeys. That's cool.
Yeah, are two fantastic choices there. So coming back to the EP, There You Have It is the penultimate song on it. Is there any particular message or theme that you're sort of trying to get across in the EP as a whole?
In the EP as a whole, I feel like the main message throughout it, the main theme is definitely love and loss. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like there's a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like questioning religious undertones in a lot of the questions.
Yeah, I think we use a lot of like, morality, that, symbolism to like use a lot of like religious symbolism in the artwork and in like the lyrical content, but to like use that to like mean other things, like so you might tell a love story and you're talking about like, I don't know, worshipping them or something, like some of these arms lyrics like roll around churches and sort of decay and stuff, don't they?
Yeah
I mean, definitely a question of faith and a question of morality from a like an agnostic standpoint, to be honest.
Went deep.
Yeah.
Voices in
Obviously, the EP, as we know, we've said, it's coming out on March the 7th, and it's obviously going to be available on, you know, on streaming and download platforms and all of that. But have you maybe got any sort of plans, either with the EP or maybe with something else further down the line, to maybe get like a physical release out into the world?
We'd love to do vinyl, but price of vinyl's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
So unless someone else is paying,
yeah. If a record company's paying for the vinyls, then it's all right. We'll make them all. We got singles on CDs, haven't we? We've still got a bunch of them. We'll probably give them away at the gig, to be fair.
Yeah, we'll give them away, get rid of them. We'd love to do some form of physical release at some point, but we'll just have to see how the reception of it is, I suppose.
Yeah, sure. Well, if you needed another reason to come down to the EP launch party, then you've just been given it right there with the promise of a couple of CDs as well. So a question that I always ask every guest on the This Is The Music Meets podcast is to find out sort of what artists have you been checking out over the past 12 months? You know, those ones that are on that sort of new music scene that are, you know, trying to rise up through the ranks, I guess, for want of a better word.
As I said, the fans who are supporting us at the show, Project Overload, they've just released their debut album, and that's cracking. That is, they could really go far with that. And same with Since the Rest, they're a great country band, and they're going places. There's so many bands in country, though, good, to be fair. Well, you obviously got like Candid as well.
Yeah.
Idle Noise. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of good music happening.
Yeah. It seems to be something every weekend. Like, you can't even get to most of it. Like, there'll always something like odd going on. Even like between here and Birmingham, it was always quite linked, I think. Like, the music scenes are quite interwoven. So between here and Birmingham, there's always like every weekend, you've got like, three or four different cracking bands you can go watch or acts, and it's doing, especially like, you know, I was going to go after COVID, it was a bit of hit and miss, but it's now seems to be like hitting its peak again, as it was like just before.
Yeah, sure. And are there quite a few venues in Coventry for, you know, grassroots venues for you, which sounds like there is, I'm guessing, but to go and get your music, you know, to play and to, for people to come down?
There's not a great deal of like proper music venues in Cov, but I mean, we've got the Tin and Empire, Arches as well. There's a few, but obviously only up the road to Birmingham, and you know, you've got the Sunflower Lounge and all sorts over there.
Yeah, I think it's where we karate most of them. So we've like loads of gigs at Sunflower Lounge, the Academy, and places like that. Victoria as well. We played Victoria.
Yeah, the Flapper.
Dark Horse.
Yeah.
Sure, great stuff. It certainly sounds like there's, you know, a really exciting, you know, scene building up in Coventry. And obviously, as you guys have rightly said, you know, some of those bands there are really fantastic. But what I would like to know as well, obviously, we know the immediate plans for sort of like the next sort of 4 or 5 weeks or so. But what other plans have Munich got for 2024?
I think we've definitely got our eye on the festival season. It'll be nice to get a few slots in there. And we're also looking to journey outwards from Coventry and maybe start getting a few gigs out there. I know we've been looking at the idea of Southampton. It's one of the next ones. We'll have to see what we can get sorted out, I guess.
Brilliant. Great stuff. Well, it does sound like you've got a, you know, really exciting 2024 in front of you guys. But unfortunately, we have reached the end of episode 100 of the This Is The Music Meets podcast. A huge thank you to both of you for coming on. I've really enjoyed it and getting to know a little bit of the backstory behind Munich and obviously the EP, etc., as well. But before I let you go, we've obviously got one last song to introduce. So, guys, can you do me the honour of doing that on tonight's podcast?
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's been great. Yeah, this last one's called Encased in Gold. Thank you for having us. We're Munich.
Cheers.
From the first look, oh, I was sold. My starlit beauty, my centerfold. But as it were, you were just stone encased in gold.
As Munich said, that song was called Encased in Gold, and it is set to feature on the band's debut EP called Septua, which is released on March the 7th. The pre-save link, along with the band's socials, are in the episode bio, so do go and check those out. And that is the end of episode 100 of the This Is The Music Meets podcast, a milestone I never imagined achieving when the podcast started back in 2021. Thank you to all of the artists that have been a part of the podcast. It has been great hearing your stories. And a final thank you as well to all the listeners for taking the time to check out the podcast and all the comments and everything else that you've given. It is truly appreciated and does mean a hell of a lot. And I hope in return that maybe you've discovered a new artist or two off the back of the This Is The Music Meets podcast. If you're new around here, then please subscribe so you never miss out on any future episodes. And if you're loving the podcast, show us some love by leaving us a 5-star rating and written review, as it really does help the artist we interview to be discovered. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you very soon for another episode of the This Is The Music Meets podcast.